You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Come on.
Good morning. It is time to get up with a stunner from LeBron. Is the king about to hang up his crown after getting swept by the Nuggets? Or could he stay? And if he does, could an old friend join him in L.A.? Look who had a courtside seat for last night's game. That's Kyrie Irving. Meanwhile, is a Boston breakup on the horizon? One of our analysts says it's time for the Celtics to trade one of their stars. Good morning. I am Dan Graziano in for Green this morning.
Let's get over.
Hey, Graz. Boy, did LeBron James leave us with a lot to talk about this morning. And here to talk about it, we have Monica McNutt. We have Alan Hahn. We have Zach Lowe. Brian Windhorse is going to join us. There he is. You see Brian on Big Swagoo will be here as well. Everybody wants to weigh in on what happened last night and what LeBron said. But first, let's show you the game. LeBron James and the Lakers trying to avoid a sweep in Game 4 against the Denver Nuggets. And yeah, look who else decided to show up. That's Kyrie Irving and Alex Rodriguez before the game. Anyway, first quarter tied at 15. LeBron only shooting 22.7% from three this season, this postseason, so he's going to pass it, but it goes in the basket. Maybe that's what he needed to get him going from three. Under 9 minutes to play in the second, Nuggets down by 10. LeBron all over Jokic. Jokic throws up a prayer. That goes in. Crazy three-pointers all over the place. Ensuing Lakers possession. Keep an eye on LeBron and Aaron Gordon. Look at this. They get kind of getting into it in the paint there. Start shoving each other. This was kind of weird. They each got a technical foul, right? I mean, I couldn't figure out what was going on. They each got a technical foul. Unfortunately, that was the end of it. But yeah, a little ugly there for a second in the first half of Game 4. About a minute later, Lakers up 11. James gets a screen from Anthony Davis. Nice spin move and finishes the layup. He had 31 in the first half, and the Lakers led by 15. But third quarter, Nuggets down by 7. Michael Porter Jr., he's going to shoot a three. He's going to miss. Aaron Gordon's going to tip it to Jokic, who hits the layup and gets fouled. Nuggets within 4 after the free throw. About a minute later, Nuggets down by 3. Jamal Murray dribbles right and hits a mid-range jumper. Puts the Nuggets within 1. Nuggets outscored the Lakers 36-16 in the third quarter. Fourth quarter now, 5 minutes to play. Lakers down by 2. LeBron with the floater. Misses, but Davis is there for the putback jam. Anthony Davis was finished with 21 points and 14 rebounds. Game now tied at 102.
This after is when you thought, Graz, you thought something special was going to happen.
You thought it was going to be it, but here come the Nuggets, and they are tough. Jokic loving it. They're up by 5. Just over 3 to play. Same score. LeBron hits the layup. Now the oldest player with a 40-point playoff game in NBA history, but unfortunately for him, those would be his last points of the night. Next Nuggets possession, shot clock winding down. Come on, Jokic.
Ooh-wee.
Unbelievable.
Nico
over Anthony Davis, no less. Next Lakers possession, Austin Reeves hits the three in the corner. He would finish with 17. Lakers hanging tough, down 2. Under a minute to play. The game is tied. Jokic driving on Davis.
Bully ball.
Mm-hmm.
Denver up by 2, 30 seconds to play. Reeves inbounds to LeBron. He takes a fadeaway baseline jumper that does not go. Nuggets get the ball back. 10 seconds left. Murray trying to put the game away. Misses the hook shot. Lakers get possession and take a timeout with 4 seconds left. Drama! Drama in Game 4. Chance for the Lakers to tie or win it. LeBron drives to the rim, puts it up. It does not go. Time expires. The Nuggets win and are champions of the Western Conference. They will head to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history. Jokic finishes with 13 points, 14 rebounds, 13 assists, and receives the Irvin Magic Johnson Trophy as the Western Conference Finals MVP. And then LeBron talked about his future.
I like to say it's a successful year because I don't play for anything besides winning championships at this point in my career. And I don't get a kick out of making a conference appearance. I've done it a lot. And it's not fun to me to not be able to be a part of, getting to the finals. But we'll see. We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest.
Our guy there, Dave McMenamin, did some shoe leather reporting, followed LeBron James out of the press conference and asked some more questions. He said, when you say you got to think about stuff, what thread should we be pulling on? LeBron said, if I want to continue to play. And Dave said, as in next year. And LeBron said, yeah. And Dave said, you would walk away? And LeBron said, I got to think about it. So good job by Dave, who I think is going to join us later on and take us a little deeper into that. But it's very early where he is, so we're going to get things started. Zach, are you buying the possibility that LeBron would walk away, that we might have just witnessed his final game?
It's not what I expected to hear last night. I don't think it's what the Lakers expected to hear last night. I don't think it's even what some people close to LeBron expected to hear at this stage of the game, given that he averaged 29 points a game this year and made an All-NBA team and just put up 40
playoff
in an elimination game.
Yeah.
That said, he's on the verge of passing Kareem for the most minutes played in the history of the league, playoffs and regular season combined. Like, at some point, it's going to be time. He just played through a foot injury and played quite well. And other players of his age and stature, like Dirk Nowitzki, used to always say, man, suiting up for a game at this point, getting prepped for a game, it's an ordeal. So at some point soon, it's going to happen, but I think the NBA world was surprised last night, and I don't know what he's going to do. I'm taking him at his word that he's going to consider it, so I don't know what he's going to do now. My whole world's in chaos.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, anything's possible, right? Like, and you have to, because you think about the emotions of walking off that court at that moment and what we saw from LeBron. Second to last possession, that shot was a terrible shot. That's not typical LeBron. That's a fatigue shot, right? And then your drive to the basket. When was the last time we saw LeBron James head of steam to the basket and a guard held the ball and kept him? Like, he would normally take the guard up at the rim with him and at least get a foul, right? So he's got to be in that moment, maybe in some emotions. But let's just say this. First and foremost, what an inspiring performance by LeBron James in the first half of that game. Watching him play in an elimination game like that and carrying his team the way he did in that first half, going back into the hot tub time machine to let you know, oh, I still got plenty of game left, and this is what it looks like. And then in the second half, like I said about the iPhone battery, they don't charge to 100 anymore. They run out quick. And that's what LeBron James showed us in the second half, is while he can still bring it like he did in that first half, can't do it for 40 minutes. And you need LeBron James to play like that for 40 minutes a night, 5 to 7 games a series, for 4 series to win a championship. And maybe he walks off the court thinking to himself, I don't know if I can do that anymore.
Or also, like, he is the epic entertainer and the quintessential figure piece in our league. Like, I don't buy this, and I'll just be honest. Like, I think you respect the conversation. His body has been through a lot. He's 38. The decades in the league are well documented. But LeBron wants to be on the court with his son, and he's talked about that a ton. And so I think that this was more of an emotional reflection. But I don't think – I also find it hard to believe that LeBron will walk away without a retirement tour just because he is worthy of that. So, like, no, I get it. I get it. It's emotional. This playoff run, this series in particular, was not only a toll, but you got swept. That's not familiar territory when it comes to LeBron. So I get it, but no, I'm not buying this. I
mean, we do see this sometimes, right?
Right.
The athlete that's closer to the end than the beginning – right in the emotions of the end of the season, will sometimes say something like that and ultimately maybe not follow through on it. But Brian Windhorst, what did you make of – Zach said he was not expecting to hear that. What did you make of hearing that from LeBron last night?
Yeah, I'm going to respect his words because he said them and then reiterated them to Dave McMenamin. It goes against the plan that he and his team have put in place for the short-term future, both for next season and the year after, where he has had his contract timed out to either stay with the Lakers or potentially move teams to go play with his son. I would say that LeBron and his team's plan has basically been to try to go for 2 more years. But what I think LeBron is basically announcing at this point is that going forward, this is going to be a year-by-year decision. And so he'll have his offseason. The interesting thing about this is it probably, you know, makes the Lakers have to scratch their head a little bit, because obviously having LeBron or not is one of the most enormous things that you could ever face as a franchise. And they are about a month away from making a whole bunch of major decisions about their team. And I suspect that LeBron saying this has something to do with that. But I also, again, am going to respect the Warrior who just walked off the court after, you know, gassing himself, clearly playing all the way out the string and having, quite frankly, a very successful season on, you know, all told with this Lakers team.
Right. All right. So I think we can respect that and also ask the question. And, you know, Monica hinted at this, right? Like, he's very conscious of what he says and how it's going to be received. So if you think he has this plan to go a couple more years and he might be sending a message, right, with his post-game comments, what would that message be to his team, do you think?
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Delicious, meet nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Wendy.
The Lakers have kind of a double path that they're going to go down here. One is they can keep this team together that they put together the trade deadline. That would mean re-signing Rui Hachimura, who started and played 42 minutes last night. That would potentially mean re-signing D'Angelo Russell, although that is a much bigger conversation. And it would mean potentially keeping Malik Beasley, who I know didn't have a role in the postseason, but has some value to them as a three-point shooter and as a team option. The other option would be to let all of those guys go, potentially even trade away another piece or two, and open up to $30 million in salary cap space. They potentially even could trade their first-round draft pick that they have coming up in about a month here and open up even more space to chase free agents. And that's where you get names like Kyrie Irving in there. And so, you know, the Lakers, after having 50 games of being a 12th-place team, had 20 games plus a really impressive playoff run of being a legitimate contender. And so that's a contending team that they have there. But if you're LeBron James, you may want an upgrade to this team and may not want the team to stand pat and may want to apply a little bit of pressure to the team. Now, I'm not saying that these comments necessarily direct to that, but I will say LeBron does have a pretty long history of being a little bit passive aggressive with team decisions. So I just think that when you look at his comments and you look at the Lakers situation, you just need to take that into account as you try to, you know, parse out what's actually happening.
Let's keep it simple. If LeBron comes back, let's assume he comes back. LeBron AD and Reeves are going to be on the team. They are going to bring back Austin Reeves,
sure,
whatever the cost. Then the choice becomes a very simple one. It's really Rui Hachimura or the $30 million-plus of cap room that Brian talked about, which, by the way, is not max cap room. That's well short of Kyrie Irving's max. So it's short of Fred VanVleet's max, if that's a name they want to pursue. So there's some negotiations to be had there. D'Angelo Russell will see, to me, Rui Hachimura clearly passed him in the important hierarchy for the Lakers going forward. And so that's the choice. If you get wind that a star or all-star wants to come, it's really Hachimura or that guy. And that's a choice that LeBron will surely have an opinion about. Sure. And if LeBron doesn't come back, you just have a whole other series of questions.
I mean, the big name when we talk about adding a star is Kyrie. And I don't think it's coincidence that he planted himself there courtside last night, right? And was able to be seen on camera so much. I mean, is that the road they should be going down?
I think you explore everything. Ultimately, at this point, whether Pelinka and those guys want to admit it or not, like, if you are trying to maximize whatever LeBron has left in the tank, then you are definitely going to hear him out on who he potentially wants to play with. And obviously, these two have been successful before. I think in the time that they have been apart from one another, Kyrie obviously has had the opportunity to see just how heavy the crown is, so to speak, as a number one or two guy, whichever you want to say, depending on which team you refer to. So I think he's still a competitor. There's no questions about his game. The questions are never about Kyrie's game. And so if LeBron is the guy that can get him back on the court at 100% focus, I mean, if it's as simple, and Zach, you gotta, I know it's probably not as simple, but if you put Kyrie on that roster and in exchange for D'Angelo Russell, like, I still don't know if that team beats this Nuggets group, but that is a team to me that can contend.
The idea, right, he's talking about, I'm not satisfied getting to conference finals. The idea is to make the Lakers, if he's coming back, a championship contender, team that can get past Denver.
Because that's all he's really, what else is there to come back for, to win championships? And that's really been LeBron throughout his whole career as well. When he's in a situation and he sees we've maxed out, he generally will go somewhere else, right? Or he will try to make changes as changes can be made. It's funny, Monica used the word as simple as it would be to get Kyrie. It's nothing simple about bringing in Kyrie Irving. Let's be honest, at this point, and everything that is going on with him going there, the Lakers finally became a team that all the drama kind of quieted. Mm-hmm. They became a stable franchise. And the one thing that Rob Pelinka has talked a lot about, Zach, I know you know this better than anybody, is stability, right? Consistency, stability. If this group had played a whole season together, what could they have developed into? And now you're looking to just rip it up for a player. Yes, LeBron James is one of the greatest players of all time, and he still can play at a high level. But he's going to be 39 years old, pushing 40 next year. Are we ripping this up and doubling down on a future to try to win one more championship with him? Is that the right move for this franchise? Knowing, like we just said, I don't know if he can do it for 40 minutes a night, 5 to 7 games a series, for 4 series at where he is right now.
The question is, what are you really ripping up, though?
Because that's where I was.
D'Angelo Russell kind of faded from prominence for this series. Malik Beasley didn't even play. And if the choice is Hachimura or a star, whoever the star is, I think that's a really serious discussion that you have to have, because this team is really good. This was not a fluke. They became a team that made sense and a real threat to win the West. And then you look at the West, it's kind of a conference in chaos other than Denver and probably Phoenix, although they've got some major questions
they've
to answer.
Draw some people
Memphis
too.
Is in chaos. Yep. New Orleans is in chaos. Those teams are supposed to be the future of the Western Conference. This team could still have a window if they tweak it a little bit. When you talk about ripping it up in continuity, I'm not sure how much continuity you really, really sacrifice.
But this is a good team.
It's a good team because of LeBron, Anthony Davis, Austin Reeves, and really, like, Dennis Schroeder, if the pieces you're choosing are Russell out, Hachimura out, somebody else in, like, that's not a lot of continuity or sacrifice.
And the other issue is the somebody else, if you're talking about Kyrie Irving, brings other stuff besides just being a really good player, right? So you talk about, I mean, that
can't ignore that.
There are questions about that, right? Wendy, what's the likelihood that they could reunite Kyrie and LeBron in L.A.? Is that a thing that could happen, or are we just spitballing here?
Yeah. Well, I want to say two things that any conversation about Kyrie Irving anywhere else in Dallas has to begin with. Number one, in high likelihood, if he were to leave the Dallas Mavericks, he's looking at taking less than his max salary, okay? And that is one of the big reasons why he forced his way out of Brooklyn, was because they were not willing to pay him the salary he wanted. So you'd be talking about him making a departure from his actions in the past. The second thing I want to point out is the Lakers do have other options beyond Kyrie Irving, and not only just Fred VanVleet. Now, the reason Fred VanVleet comes up is because it's not clear whether the Raptors are going to go forward with the team that they have. They haven't picked a coach yet. They haven't necessarily picked a direction. It's possible that they could let him walk. And Fred VanVleet is represented by Rich Paul, who obviously represents LeBron and Anthony Davis. But if the Lakers open up the $30 million in cap room, they also have first-round draft picks they can trade. There's a whole bunch of other options open to them via trade that wouldn't necessarily just be Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. What do you think, Monica?
Mm.
What should they do? What should they do?
I still say that you maximize what you can get from LeBron. And so you're having a conversation about point guards that are available and best fit. Like, if you, the entire league wants three stars, right? Even at this stage of his career, LeBron is still a star. I think AD was better in this playoffs. We saw him put up the numbers that people imagine and dream about in terms of him. I think he found a little bit more consistency. He was terrific defensively. And I know folks will say he's a first half guy and maybe coast in the second half. But if you look at what AD was able to do, I think he showed you that he's somebody that if you can keep him healthy and on the floor, you do want to continue to move around. And so whether it's Kyrie, Fred VanVleet, whoever, if you can get someone that you consider a third piece and a star, it's still LA, it's still playing with LeBron. I think that you can fill in the rest of that roster similar to what we saw them do at the All-Star break this year. And so I think if you're still all in if you're the Lakers.
You see,
because of Zach's point, the West to me is
there's opportunity
to take. Yeah. Well, maybe the Nuggets.
But you see what you said there though. Like, so we're already, can we all agree, LeBron, next season and probably the future for him is he's probably year to year, like Wendy said. Okay, that's probably what he's setting up here. Is he now somebody that has to, as much as he hates the word spit on the ground, load management? Like, can he play? He's got to manage his games during the regular season to make sure he can get to the finish line, right, at this point? Because he couldn't get to the finish line this year. He wore down, and you don't want that. If you're investing in LeBron James winning a championship, your regular season now is compromised. Anthony Davis is already a guy. You don't know if he's always going to be available as well. That is a tricky game to play if you're the Lakers.
Is wearing down and getting hurt the same thing? Like, to me, the foot is a clear thing. I mean, but that's the game you play as any athlete. Yeah.
You're right.
3 years in or 20
still,
years in.
At some point, he's going to have to manage his minutes, like Zach said, play a ton of minutes.
I will say this until my face turns blue. He is about to break the record for the most minutes ever played in the history of the sport.
Right.
And to your point about needing another ball handler, you can't do it for 40 minutes. That's why I think you have to err on the side of, can we find someone with a little more off the dribble juice than even Reeves showed?
All right, we are just getting started with this conversation. Much more to come on Get Up in terms of reaction to LeBron's comments about his future, the possibility that last night was his last game in the NBA. We got it covered from all angles. Plus, is a Boston breakup on the horizon? Which one of our analysts thinks it's time for Boston to trade one of its stars? Come back and find out on Get Up.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Get Up is brought to you by FX's Mayans. The final season premieres May 24th on FX and stream on Hulu. Meanwhile, on planet Earth, congratulations to our teammate Ryan Clark on his 2023 Sports Emmys win for Outstanding Personality Studio Analyst. This is RC's first Sports Emmy Award win. ESPN took home 13 Emmys last night, including Lisa Salter's win for Best Reporter. Congrats to all. Man, I remember when Ryan Clark started here and he was still playing in the league. Geez, that's awesome, man.
Shout out to RC.
I'm so proud.
Okay.
Shout out to Mike Green.
We're so proud. Yep, Mike Green. We don't have time to list them all. That's how many Emmys we won. Coming up, LeBron's dropping hints about his future after the Nuggets sweep the Lakers. Could he really walk away right now? We will keep talking about that on Get Up on ESPN.
The Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals. What a crushing finish for the Lakers.
We had a great run, but we fell short of our goal. And our goal is to win championships. That's what this franchise is about. I like to say it's a successful year because I don't play for anything besides winning championships.
That's what it's all about right here.
I don't get a kick out of making a conference appearance. But we'll see what happens going forward. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. Just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
With LeBron James and the Lakers season coming to an end last night, our Dave McMenamin caught up with LeBron on his way to the bus and asked him about his thought process going into the offseason. Dave asked him, when you say you got to think about stuff, what thread should we be pulling on? LeBron responded, if I want to continue to play. Dave said, as in next year? And LeBron said, yeah. And Dave said, you would walk away? And LeBron said, I got to think about it. Dave McMenamin will join us in a 1 hour to talk more about his exchange with LeBron James. Joining us now, Marcus Spears, the big swagoo. What do you think of this exchange? There you go.
What do you think
of this exchange between McMenamin and LeBron? What'd you make of that?
Well, it is 20 damn years of playing in the NFL, the NBA, man. Like, what are we talking about? This was his 20th season, and he's probably played he's played a 20th season in the NBA at the highest level we've ever seen. When you start thinking about what LeBron, so I can understand why it would be some thought from everybody else. Why would you leave? We just saw you put a 40-10-9 game together last night. In an elimination game when you did everything possible to try to get your team into another game. So I understand where it would be. And it's almost like, so this is my era, guys. Like, MJ was a little bit before I understood how to play basketball. But I'm sure that people had withdrawals about the fact that Michael Jordan might leave the NBA. But this happens, right? We see LeBron James now, and we've witnessed his greatness throughout the duration of the entirety of his career. And now we're coming to a point where you are in the twilight, as much as we don't want to believe it. We just watched Tom Brady in the NFL play till he was 400 years old. LeBron is 400 years old playing in his 20th season in the NBA. We're starting to think that these things are not rare. Are they not anomalies? What we've watched from LeBron James is rare, and it's an anomaly based on everything that we see in the NBA. So, yeah, it would be the right answer to say I got to think about my future. He's been playing for 20 years in the NBA at a very high level.
And, Wendy, I think this is kind of what you're talking about, right? Like, it doesn't track with everything we've believed about his plan for the end of his career, but you said I want to respect his words. I mean, in the moment, it's legitimate to believe that this is a real consideration for him, right? Just because of everything Swagoo just said.
I mean, I've been with players who have retired and announced their retirement after the last game of the season. And I've been with players who have announced their retirement after the last game of the season and then came back to play multiple years. I mean,
right.
I stood with Richard Jefferson after the Cavs won the 2016 title and he said, I'm done. And then he played two more years. I stood with Shane Battier and Ray Allen after they finished in the finals and they said we're done, and they were done. So I have just been around. I'm going to respect, you know, his process. I do think he really, 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 really wants to play with Bronny. And so I think that's going to trump everything, and I think he's going to set himself up to do that. But I also think he's exhausted and tired. He played one of the great halves of his playoff career yesterday in the first half, and because of this retirement talk, we're not talking about the game, which is totally cool. I get it. We should be talking about what his comments were. He played one of the more remarkable halves of his 20-year career in the first half and completely ran out of gas at the end of the game. That is him facing his mortality. He understands that, and that's him reacting in the moment to that mortality. So it's all cool. Whatever he wants to do is fine. I suspect that he will, that playing with Bronny and giving him this one more shot will trump that, but I'm going to give him the space, and I'm sure the Lakers will too.
Wagyu, you want to back in?
Wendy, I got a question. Yeah, I wanted to ask Wendy and all the guys up there on the panel, our great NBA guys. Do you think LeBron will have an opportunity to be positioned, each one of you guys can answer, to actually win a championship without having to be the catalyst?
See, that's the next conversation. Go ahead, Wendy. Yeah.
I mean, the Lakers made the Western Conference Finals. They are a good team. They are the Los Angeles Lakers. Everybody in this league virtually wants to play for the Los Angeles Lakers. They have cap space. They have draft picks. The Lakers are not desperate at all. Do they need some things to go their direction? Yeah, of course they do. Is LeBron capable of carrying a team as the MVP? Probably not. But to be clear, the Lakers are not in a situation where they are farther or far from a championship. They are within reach of it, and that will factor into his decision, I'm sure.
That's what, like, watching the first half last night, this is a guy, LeBron, who went out there and said, I'm going to make sure we don't lose this game.
Right.
Like, that was it. But, like, is part of this whole thing recalibrating for him to where he doesn't have to be that guy anymore?
No, I mean,
in his own mind?
It's that. Now, again, I mean, you know, we've seen great players who are very smart. They can turn into supporting cast players.
Yeah.
But it's LeBron James. You don't envision LeBron James becomes a supporting cast player. That's just not who he is. He's a dominant player. He's going to always be the focal point. So it's really for him to figure out is, can I play like I played in that first half for 40 minutes a night? Like, that's the biggest question. It's also thinking about when you've gone this far and you don't get to the top of the mountain. The first thing on your mind as a retired player is the offseason, and then it's, got to climb this damn mountain again.
Right.
Another season, 82 games to try to get somewhere and then start this marathon, this sprint to try to win a championship. And that's what LeBron James and only LeBron James can answer is, does he have enough left in him to do that at least one more time?
And I think to Wendy's point about the athlete in the wake of the end of the season, that's another big thing, right? You're confronting that. Like, not only I don't want to make a decision, do I want to come back or not? Do I want to go through everything that's required to happen? So, I mean, it seems like he's probably just in the middle of all of that everybody goes through, right?
Who knows? I'm going to, as Wendy said, respect his words and assume he's going to consider it. He's played 20 seasons, like Swag said. He's played the equivalent of, like, four extra seasons in the playoffs.
Yep.
He's the all-time leader in playoff by a lot. And I just want to reiterate, like, we saw the Boston Celtics lay down in game three of a series they were losing 2-0.
Three.
The Lakers did not lay down for 1 second of this series and damn near almost extended it last night. And we're sitting here talking about LeBron's mortality and how can he be the guy for 48 minutes because he played all 48 minutes of the game. The dude scored 40 points with 10 rebounds and 9 assists. We need to sit back for a second and just say, oh, is it ideal that he scored 30-something in the first half and the rest in the second? Who knows? Like, he scored 40! 40!
Yes. And that's my point. 40, my point is that he shows us in these little glimpses that he still got it. Yeah. Like, again, the games that he gives you, game 5 against the Warriors where he reaches down and shows you, I still got it. I still got the crown on my head. Like, that's the thing is, the evidence is there that the game is still there. This is not a broken down player. That's not what I'm talking about when I talk about the battery. The problem is that you got to do it every night, man. Now, again, when he gets that opportunity to play with Bronny, that's not about winning championships. Like, that's going to be a whole different feel.
Sure.
But this is still about winning a championship. Yeah. That's asking a lot.
And he'll be 40 at that point, and that's obviously a different kind of thing. Swag Oop.
And Hunter brings up a point, and it's the reason why I've been pissed off, okay? And I was on yesterday with Pert and Stephen A on First Take, and this is exactly why. We're talking about LeBron doing what he did last night. And you're supposed to have that guy that can lead you in games like this in Anthony Davis. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that I know that might be a conversation for another time in the show. And I know I'm only here two segments, but damn it, I'm going to get this one off because I cannot understand for the life of me how you come into a game and watch a 38-year-old have a first half like that and your energy and the fire doesn't change for you as a 30-year-old player in his prime. We all know AD is talented. And like Stephen A. and Perk told me yesterday, well, he scored 40 in the first game and he had 25 and 18 or 28 and 15 or something like that in the third game. I don't give a damn. You were in an elimination game last night and there was no way you could plan to be dominant in a basketball game where you are going home and you watch your counterpart. The dude that is really responsible for you coming to L.A., you give everything he had to try to win this game, to extend this series, to see what happened. I'm not talking about skill level. I'm not talking about talent. We all acknowledge that AD is a top talent, skill level player. But I wanted to see AD want to eat last night, and I don't feel like I got that. I got that from a 38-year-old that is facing questions about how long can I continue to do this at this level with my body, not my basketball skill.
Amen. Amen, Swaggoo. Right, guys,
I'm sorry I had to say that.
So, and that tracks with
all
what
need
you,
to be said.
Your guy Big Perk was tweeting about last night. Same kind of stuff, right? Like he was talking about how he's disappointed watching a 38-year-old want it more than a 30-year-old in his prime. So, yeah, here's the tweet, right, from Kendrick Perkins. So it seems like you guys are aligned on this. What do you think? I mean, so what do you think they do with AD? I mean, like, what's their option?
Get him in elite shape.
Man, my...
Take a minute.
Well, no, at some point we're going to have to go to break.
It's, it's frustrating, though. It's frustrating.
I got you, bro. Look, what I believe is that AD is always going to have a perennial superstar that he can be a part of, right? And I know, cliche, everybody needs another player. AD is supposed to be the guy that everybody comes to the gym for. AD can lead us to a championship. And in the bubble, he was phenomenal. He made plays that look like a leadership role. But this series, and this game in particular, guys, I'm going to go to one play, pass the mic. 111-111. You don't want to grab Jokic's arm. You don't want to stop him from busting through and getting a layup to take a two-point lead in an elimination game. Like, you get blown past by Nikola Jokic, who is the best big man in basketball. Mm-hmm. But at that point in the game, something in you needs to say, I cannot give up a layup. I cannot let this man get a layup. Send him... Dude, just go ahead, man.
No. We're gonna bring you back later in the show. Like you mentioned, look, we know you got a lot more to say. Alan's got you taken care of. But right now, there are conference finals going on in another sport entirely. And I want to get to that a little bit. We're talking about the NHL, where the Panthers and the Hurricanes last night played Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final, with Florida leading the series 2-0. Let's go halfway through the... second period here, scoreless, Panthers on the power play. The puck comes to Matthew Tkachuk to Sam Reinhardt, and he scores.
Tkachuk, he's just your nightmare, Zach Lowe.
Huge Hurricanes fan, Zach Lowe, disappointed.
Whalers are in trouble.
Four Whalers.
No 3 minutes into the third period, still 1-0. Hurricanes on the attack. Jesperi Kotkaniemi passes to Brett Pesce, who shoots, and it hits the post. And that, of course, does not count. So, that's not a goal. Oh, yeah, the Hurricanes.
I love it. Get
the Panthers
fired up.
Win 1-0. They lead 3-0. Bobrovsky makes 32 saves for his first career playoff shutout. And we will have Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals for you tonight at 8 Eastern here on ESPN and ESPN+. The Dallas Stars host the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas up 2-0. Our coverage begins with a point at 7 Eastern. Coming up is a Boston breakup on the way. We'll tell you which one of our analysts says it's time for the Celtics to trade one of their stars. Get up.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for this morning's wake-up call. Here's Mike Breen from last night.
Reeves holding. James comes out of the pack. James on the drive. Goes inside. Stop. Shot block. Gets it back. It's over. It's over. Denver makes history. The Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history.
Here's what's ahead for the Lakers with their season in the books. LeBron and AD's contracts are aligned, and both players have locked in for at least one more year. They do have some key free agent decisions, including Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell. LA owns both of its picks in next month's draft. So as Wendy's been saying, they're set up pretty well. We're going to have Dave McMenamin in the next hour. We're going to have Swagoo back to talk about it. But let's talk about the Eastern Conference Finals, where the Celtics season is on the line tonight in Miami. In game one, the Heat trailed by as many as 13, but used a 46-point third quarter to steal home court. Jason Tatum had 30 in that game, but zero field goal attempts in the fourth. Game two, Miami ended on a 24-9 run to head back to South Beach with a 2-0 series lead. Tatum and Jaylen Brown went a combined 1 of 8 from the floor in the final frame. Then in game three, the Heat led by as many as 33 en route to a blowout win. Tatum and Brown combined for just 26 points and didn't even play in the fourth quarter. So the theme is those guys aren't showing up in the fourth quarter. That's pretty much what I took out of that read. Wendy, the Celtics are on the brink of elimination tonight. What should we be watching for from them in game four?
Yeah, this has been a really remarkable and stunning series. Not necessarily that the Heat are ahead. They're a very formidable team. But the way this has gone down, where the Celtics have basically been out-muscled and out-hustled in games one and two when it mattered, that were a no-show in basically when their season was on the line in game three. So tonight, regardless of the outcome, as they look to potentially make some really big decisions in the offseason, will the Celtics fight? Will they come out and fight for Joe Mazzulla after the way that they played in Game 3? Will they look like the Lakers did last night, which was absolutely impressive and honorable? Or will they come out and again show the lack of focus and energy? Because if that happens, there's going to be significant fallout to this team, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? The big difference is that series could have both end up sweeps, but the Lakers absolutely made the Nuggets, who are a much better team than they are, work for it. Mm-hmm. And the Celtics have not necessarily done the same with the Miami Heat. Our guy Kendrick Perkins was on First Take yesterday, and he was talking about the Celtics, and he brought up the idea of a future without both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown in it. Take a listen to what Perk had to say.
If I'm the Celtics, after this series, because I believe that the Miami Heat is going to close this out in game four, I have to reevaluate some things. And I'm sorry, although we love Jaylen Brown, and I think he's one of the most underrated players in the game today, it is time for to break up the duo. And I told Stephen A. this before I came on the show. If I'm the Celtics, I would actually look into a sign and trade for Damian Lillard. Who says no?
Who says no? Alan Hahn says no. What do you got, Alan?
Well, first of all, I mean, you're going with a younger player and you're getting an older player who's under contract longer. I'm just going to say this. It's very hard to have two young stars on your team. It's very to find two young stars. You have that in Boston. That's not the problem. If they didn't get along, if they didn't like each other, if you could just see there was animosity, totally different story. You're going to have to pick one. That doesn't exist here. A year ago, we saw this duo go all the way to the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we saw Jaylen Brown play better in the NBA Finals. If Jason Tatum got him there, Jaylen Brown was the guy that really showed up. So I know he can get it done on a big stage. They're both young. They're both guys that can play together. You don't break that up because it's very hard to find two young stars in the NBA. The whole league's looking for what Boston has. What you do is build around these guys better. And what got them to the finals last year was also a different type of coaching. It's a mentality. It's an identity. It's all those things. But the first conversation that needs to be had is with Jaylen Brown. With 1 year left on his deal, do you want to be here? Because he has kind of put out hints that he's not that comfortable in Boston.
I understand how you get to this point of the conversation. One, because of the money that Jaylen Brown is about to be in a position to get from the Celtics since he was all NBA. They've also been so close three times with different head coaches, right? And so now literally the only thing left to do is to evaluate the roster. I actually think that this roster is better than last year's roster. You got the sixth man of the year in Malcolm Brogdon. Derek White made all NBA. He took strides. He was with the team longer as opposed to being traded late in the season. Robert Williams is healthy. I agree with you that they have what the entire league is looking for. But do you think they're going to be able to get over the hump together at what it's about to cost?
And they got to a finals last year. They got
there. Yeah,
they
lost. I got you. And they lost. They don't have that head coach anymore.
That's last year.
Yeah.
And it was great. Yeah. It was a great accomplishment. They didn't win. And this year has been an up and down roller coaster that is about to end in disaster. And it's not so much about what the Celtics have and what they want and what Jaylen Brown is. It's what the collective bargaining agreement is going to foist upon the Celtics this summer, which is a decision. You either supermax Jaylen Brown, or if you start to get cute, start to try to negotiate a discount and this and that. I don't think that's going well. Mm-mm. And so it then becomes a case of supermax, expiring contract, that's bad, or you start trade talks. That's just the cold reality of the situation. And if you start trade talks, you have Jason Tatum, you have to win immediately. That's a hard needle to thread, but that's where we are. And let's see if they show up and fight tonight, because they did not in game three.
Wendy, put a bow on this for us, please.
Yeah, so I described the loss the other night as a dangerous loss, because when you lose like that, it forces you into situations that you didn't plan on. I'm going to tell you that Brad Stevens 100% believes Joe Mazzulla. They love him in that organization. They want him to be the coach going forward. But if he doesn't, if he can't be the coach going forward, it forces a bunch of uncomfortable situations. And then one more thing I'll say about Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Absolutely, the Celtics want to keep them together. Absolutely, they are young and play both ends of the court. It's very hard to find those types of players. Absolutely, it will cost them $600 million to do so because of their all NBA selections over the in the contracts that they're going to sign over the next year. And they have a big decision to make over whether this pairing, as good as they are, is a $600 million pairing. And that is what is going to be determined very soon.
Lots on the line for Boston tonight. They may have to confront a lot of serious realities this time tomorrow.
Right now,
we come back, much more NBA talk. A stunner from LeBron. Is the king about to hang up his crown after getting swept out of the playoffs? We will talk more about that ahead on Get Up.